Honduras lodged a formal complaint on Thursday against Venezuela, accusing the South American country of helping fund former leftist President Manuel Zelaya's travel to Washington, where he criticized the current Honduran government. In a letter, the Honduran Foreign Ministry accused the Venezuelan embassy in Washington of providing support, equipment, and logistical assistance to Zelaya, currently an opposition lawmaker, as well as his wife Xiomara Castro, who ran unsuccessfully for president last year. While in Washington earlier this week, Zelaya and Castro met with the new head of the Organization of American States, Luis A. Macro. Honduras expresses its firm opposition to these acts that we consider an interference in the internal affairs of the Honduran state, the foreign ministry said in a letter to the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Zelaya, a staunch ally of Venezuela's late socialist ex-president Hugo Chavez, was ousted in a military coup in 2009. He has recently rejected an offer by Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez to participate in an anti-corruption dialogue. Hernandez, meanwhile, has admitted that his presidential campaign received $150,000 from companies linked to embezzlement at the Honduran Social Security Institute, or IHSS, which has become the worst corruption scandal to hit the Central American nation in the past two decades.